views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. This call is being recorded.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold bearers they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Hey, go ahead, Gabe.
The Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power...
And we can't hear you, Dave.
You ready to go, Scotty?
Yes.
Okay, ready to go. Sorry about that. Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. Sorry about that. That was my fault. I hit the hang-up button. I was trying to hit the unmute, and I actually hung up the line. So that was my fault. Sorry about that, Scotty. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show for today. Monday is February the 25th, 2019. It is a Monday. We have a live show for you today at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, remember we switched the overall line. It's area code 712-770-4160, and the code is 269626. So that's how you reach us now. Give us a call at any time. We'd love to hear from you all on today's show. Now, today's show, just before we get into it, is going to be abbreviated show. I just want to say, wow, it's just been a very trying time for our family. As you all know, last year, it was a year ago this time that my brother made the great transformation. Then there were a score of other family members, significant family members, that had also passed away or made the great transformation. In that time, I actually had very influential people in my life, from my uncle, my aunt, my brother, some friends, some very close friends, cousins, had made the transformation last year. And then now my stepfather is gravely ill and is not expected to make it the rest of the week. And so I need to actually go and be with my family and my stepfather. It's just been a very, very trying time. Especially for my mother. All of these people are critical people to her. And so I'm going to be away I will be back on air on Friday. I have to leave in today's show. I'm only going to be able to do an hour of the show because I was hoping that we would have more time and have more opportunity to circumvent the illness, but it has progressed in such a rapid form and fashion, and I can only do what my stepfather would ask me to do. I will definitely live up to and uphold his will and his wishes. So one of the reasons why I was in Mexico recently. And so I'm going to have to go, and I thank you all for who you are, sending your prayers, your energy out to our family. This is a natural part of the process, you know, in the physical form, as in the body of a human, or in a body of a living entity in this form that we have is temporal. But it's I've really learned to appreciate it so much more, because my life in the past 13 months has drastically changed, because there was very few people in my life of great influence that had made the transformation. There were, you know, there was, of course, your grandparents, some of very influential uncles, and my surrogate or my what I say my adopted mom, the mom that I adopted as being my mother, which my mom and this lady were best friends, and so she was an adopted mom of mine, which I greatly appreciate. And so she was and she made the transformation. But you know, she was she got up to 100 and some, so it was very easy. And my grandmother was 103, so those transformations were much easier because of how long they were with us, and we knew that. But that some of the other ones were much more difficult. And I when it comes to people making the great transformation, you know, it's the best thing. You can prepare for it, but you're never ready. And so that's one thing, and that's probably a lot within in getting prepared for different things, is that you can prepare, but when they do happen, you're still you find that you are woefully in the aspect of being ready. You're not. So just want to say thank you all, but we're going to have abbreviated show. We're only going to be able to do an hour today, and then I will be back on Friday. I'm going to be away. I won't be able to have a show tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday because of the time that I need to be with the family appropriate preparations that need to be made. So just want to thank you all. But with that being said, everyone, please, we have to support Black Talk Radio Network, because this network can actually be here, and it needs to be here going forward. And we need to support it. Everyone that's listening to Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, please give a dollar to the network so it can stay on air. We have to do that. I need to make it. I planned on doing it this weekend. I got caught in
things personally. If you don't mind, allow me to speak on to that.
Yes.
Somebody asked me what happened to Tanya Free and Friends. You know, they came on for years on Black Talk Radio Network from 2 p.m. To 4 p.m. I think it was 4. I think they was on 2 hours. Yeah, they was on 2 hours. How they first started was on a Virginia radio station, you know, and I supported that station. And, you know, because we're losing FM radio stations. People who've been following me for years know that's why this was created, because we're losing terrestrial Black radio stations. The ones we have, I'm not name calling anybody, but, you know, it's entertainment, it's cooning and buffooning, and not talking about the serious issues, the Black community. That's the whole mission of the Black Talk Media Project, was to replace what was being taken from us, what was being sabotaged and whatnot. I've talked about 1996 Telecommunications Act. So, you know, Tanya Free and them went on a vacation. They went on a hiatus because Purcell, and I just talked to him a couple of days ago, was in a very bad car accident. He's the only technical producer for that show, you know. And, you know, they were on a FM radio station owned by Mr. Brown. Preston Brown. Longtime radio station in the Richmond community in Virginia. Nobody supported it. Not enough Black businesses, not enough Black people were supporting their own hometown local radio station. and he had to sell it. He had to sell it because he going in debt, right? So then,
right.
Then, you know, they had to move to a Christian station, and we was picking it up. But then Purcell got in that bad car accident. Y'all keep Purcell in y'all prayers. He had a broken leg and two broken ankles. Okay, he could have been killed. So, you know, he was telling me Tanya's not coming back because she ain't getting no support. She was getting very little financial support, you know, from that community and from Black Talk Radio, you know, listeners. Because they told me that even though they was on them terrestrial radio stations, most of the people they talked to or call into the show found the show through Black Talk Radio Network. Somebody asked me yesterday about what happened, so I'm telling everybody why Tanya Free and Friends is not on air anymore. And this is why I've been saying this might be our last year. Hell, next month might be our last month. Tens of thousands of people, and in the time we've been on air, millions of people, at least 2 million, you know, have listened to this program, mainly in the United States, but in over 180 different countries. How come only 200 people or less have ever made donations? Okay, now I'm like, man, I've put 11 years of my life into this. We're losing terrestrial radio stations, and the ones that we think we have, we don't own. We don't control. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm thinking about you, Dave, ownership versus control. We don't control those Clear Channel stations. We don't control. You know, really, corporate media controls all the stations, the corporate advertisers and what have you. They're the ones that control, because those operations wouldn't be able to continue if they ain't get no advertisement. And definitely, corporate America was not supporting Mr. Preston's FM station up there, and he had to sell it. And so I'm, you know, the next month, again, I'm not asking. All I'm asking for is people take out a subscription for $24 a year. I'm trying to get 1,000 subscribers, because I can't keep, you know, making up the difference for what it costs, you know, because this is what I do. I don't do nothing else. Okay. So, like me and my daughters was talking, hey, if I started a platform for the white people here in Gaston County and not made it color-coded, I bet you I'll be getting some support. That's just the sad fact of it. And them not knowing I was black and not talk about specifically how things are affecting our community and just talk about how Gaston County is being affected in the larger area around here, Charlotte. And if I was just aiming it at that audience, I bet you I'll get what I need to continue. And it's just sad. And we need to be truthful. I don't need to butter it up. I don't mean to hurt people's feelings, but, you know, you talk about it, man. We want stuff. We say we need stuff, and then when it comes along, we don't support it. Then we lose stuff, and then we be like, what happened? I'm trying to tell y'all ahead of time. If I can't get 1,000 subscribers at 50 cents a week and just $24 a year, and you're not just giving it to me, you're getting something in exchange for it. You know, you getting access to a social media community that y'all said we needed, that very few even use. You know, say that's our Black Talk Radio Network. We need our own. But then when we get our own, we don't support it. What does that say about us as a people? You know, Dave, what does that say? And then it's not just this platform, but Time for Awakening media platform and other platforms of people who rely on Black Talk Media Project to help them with the expertise and stuff. You know, and Dave, lately I ain't been sending out the stats and what have you, because first of all, those who did use the service, that wasn't included in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I was just doing that as some extra. And I had a person who was volunteering, but I was like, man, she be putting in this work and ain't getting paid. You know, I know everybody ain't Christians, but there's a scripture that said that a man deserves to be paid for his work. And of course, we know that means women too. People deserve to be paid for the work that they do, or else it's slavery. You know what I'm saying? And I was like feeling, here she is struggling because she has a regular job And they gave her an assignment that was taking up a lot of her time, and she was concerned about being late with the stuff. So I was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You do what you need to do. You know, if you stressing out because they got you working these long hours and what have you, don't worry about it. You know, because I'm actually thinking and wondering if we're going to still be around next year anyway. This was in December I was talking to her. So anybody that's hearing my voice right now, like they say, you eating the fruit. If you're not one of those that's feeding the roots, you're a freeloader. And you don't care about right. us having independent black media. And I'm going to leave it at that. That's my spiel. So I just don't want anybody to say, well, why didn't he say something if he was in danger of losing, you know, the platform and every other platform that's tied to it? Because, you know, everybody who benefits from Black Talk Media Project's help and the very, very fair pricing of the services that we provide for digital radio streaming, hey, you know, they gonna hurt too. And they gonna be forced to go to somebody like Secure Systems to continue their stuff, where they gonna pay $99 a month, being way overcharged for something that I charge as low as $10 a month, because I don't believe in cheating people, you know, and getting over people. Right. I'm not doing this from a capitalistic model where I'm trying to become a millionaire or something like that. I'm trying to fulfill a service, because we don't have nothing, man. We don't have no infrastructure. We ain't got nothing. And I would hate to lose this, but if financial circumstances cause me to have to quit, then, you know, I can look back and say I gave 11 years of my life to something, and the host gave however many years of their life to something, to do something for us, and hell, they just didn't support it.
And, you know, Scotty, and, you know, I think a lot of people don't look at it this way. If you are listening, you are consuming. If you are learning, you are consuming. You are consuming the energy of Scotty, of Black Talk Radio Network, and of all of the hosts. At some point in some time, we have to get out of having a consumption mentality. What's in it for me? Well, we have to come into understanding the full dynamics of also, what is it that I can do? What is it that I can... How am I benefiting from this? And if you're benefiting from this, if you listen to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, then you have been consuming. You have to become a prodigious saver. There's a big dynamics. You have to save what is actually giving you sustenance, else there will be a famine that will be upon the land. It's a principle. The ecosystem doesn't allow for you just to consume, but man's economy allows you to consume to your own detriment and demise. That is how this really does work. And so, everyone, if you're listening to Tando Radio Show, you learned from Tando Radio Show. It's time for you to save Tando Radio Show. It's time for you to save Black Talk Media Project, Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very important that you do that, because it would really come upon it's really those that listen and don't give are the ones that destroy the network. It's not individuals that have never listened to the network. It's not individuals that have never learned from the network. They aren't the ones that's destroying the network. It's those that consume. You can't just eat the fruit and not feed the roots. If you're not feeding, you're starving. You're causing for the starvation of something else, and that is not necessary. Scotty is feeding. I'm feeding. You can't really look at what somebody else is doing. You can't say, well, Scotty, why aren't you doing more of this and this and this? You're looking at it from a standpoint because you're not doing what you should be doing, and it's in removing the responsibility. And most people don't like to be told the truth where they are not doing what they should be doing, because we are very immature in a lot of things that we do. And this is why, Scotty, this is why I've always said that, you know, Dr. King and Martin, excuse me, Dr. King and Malcolm, I've learned something from their lives and Megar Evett's lives and Megar Evett's lives and many, many others that so-called in our community that we profess as the leaders. We have been in the system, we have been, because of how this system works and how it corrupts us as well, what it does is this. It really puts us in a situation where we expect those that to work for us. We have become what we had to endure. We like to enslave others as well because of this. We expect others to give their lives while we give nothing. And we say it's for the people. And I remind the people of this. You remember throughout the history with Malcolm and Martin, because that's one that's very, very profound in our history. Malcolm and Martin, when Malcolm died, when Malcolm was assassinated for the over benefit of people, how many people in our community came to Betty's aid? Not very many to none at all. It was her attorney and the few that was Malcolm's attorney and a few people around him that did. Everybody else that was gaining from his overall sacrifices, what they expected was, you know what, Malcolm, that's not enough. Give more. Because what we've been taught to do is we've been taught to have everyone treat us like Jesus while we kiss them like Judas. We expect every single leader and everyone that sacrifices in our community to treat us and the people like Jesus would treat the people while we kiss them like Judas.
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
Happened.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, one of the things I want to say is I'm going to do something that, generally speaking, when I see what I'm about to do, I don't like it because I see churches do it and I disagree with it. But this is a different platform. I know that you had challenged the people to give a dollar. And oftentimes what happens is when you ask for a dollar, people look at that as so insignificant that what they'll do is, if you're in front of them, they'll give you a dollar in a heartbeat. But to go through and do a second effort to give you a dollar, that's a different story, and a lot of people won't do that. So what I think I want to do is I'm going to make a challenge. And like I said, usually when I see this in the church, I disagree with it in the church, but this is a completely different scenario. I'm going to donate $100. And I'm going to challenge everybody to hear this. Because what's going to happen is hopefully you're only going to get a minority of people to do this. So I'm hoping that you have a large enough minority people that if they donate $100, again, which isn't a greatly over significant amount of money, but if they give $100, at least it'd be significant enough that it could jumpstart Scotty and allow him to do some of the things that he needs to do. So I'm donating $100. I'll be back today, Dave, to do that. And I'm going to challenge everybody that's listening to do the same thing.
Well, thank you, Pastor Keith. And I didn't know you're not back yet, huh? I figured you weren't because you weren't here.
I'll be back this afternoon.
Pastor Keith, and I appreciate that. But here's the thing. There are minority who give $100 here or there. For example, I talked to Purcell, and he was like, you know, Tanya's really frustrated about the lack of support she's been getting. So she's like done with it. So, you know, he said, though, that him and some other friends was thinking about just doing a podcast, you know, some brothers talking smack or whatever name they come up with. And I told him, you know, well, I'm trying to just raise 1,000 members at $24 a year. I'm not asking, you know, because it shouldn't be on the few when many are listening. You know, and there are certain people, man, who have given way more than others. And I told him, I was like, look, you become a member, you also get access to be able to put your podcast up, and then, you know, we could distribute it or whatnot. And he asked me, well, can it be distributed out to other networks and platforms. And I was like, sure, you know, and even if you own another platform already, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Blog Talk Radio, we had the tools where you could just simply import that stuff in, and then it'll be distributed out through our network to the people that just subscribe to our network and the other networks that we feed the content to. That's just $24 a year. He was like, man, why you going so low? Because I said that, because, you know, that shouldn't be nothing for people. Because I know I don't want to Elliot, A Time for Awakening, was saying, well, Scotty, let's just make them pay to listen to the shows. But I was like, then we hurting those who can't pay. You know what I'm saying? That need the information. Some of us don't have money, and I understand that. But you're not going to tell me, yeah, out of the hundreds of thousands that are listening during the course of a year, that 1,000 people ain't got $24 to give for a year. And so he was like, well, Scotty, I'm just going to give you $100 a year, man. You know, because you've taught us a lot on the technical side, and you supported Tanya Free. Well, not me personally, but the nonprofit has supported her. I'm going to give $100 a year, you know. And so that's cool. That's cool. But I'm saying, though, then we're just contributing to the bad behavior when you know, we don't put it on 1,000 people to give $24 a year. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything you saying, Pastor Keith, and it's not like I'm not going to accept it, but I'm saying, though, the problem is it's too many people eating the fruit. The more people that listen, the more it costs. The more people that visit Black Talk Radio Network, the more it costs. You know what I'm saying? And my costs have been going up, and I don't have enough monthly donations coming in to cover the increasing costs. You know, that it should be a good thing, but because I'm not a sellout, the host on here ain't no sellouts. I'm not going to go to white people asking them for money. When I say white people, I mean foundations, because white people have donated to me, believe it or not. I had a white woman in Ireland give me $5,000 when I was struggling when I first started Black Talk Radio Network. She gave us $5,000 and said, Scotty, all I want you to do is talk about juvenile criminal justice issues and what have you, to focus on our children being enslaved and what have you. This is a white woman, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, you know, it's just so frustrating. I'm feeling like Tanya, that, you know, I'm just ready to throw my hands up and say, hey, I tried.
Yeah, and you know, Scotty, the thing about that is that it's so true. When you have a foundation and you give, that's one of the things that a lot of us need to be made more aware of. You know, you get to actually request the curriculum. She wanted to be for the juvenile delinquency or the criminal justice system, how it works against juveniles and everything else, And that was honorable. That's, you know, this is what we need to really change. But what really needs to change, I'm in full agreement with Scotty. Pastor Keith, yes, if you would, you know, give what your heart has laid upon you, we're going to give together. And, you know, Keith and I will give jointly as well. And it just needs to be everyone that is benefiting. If you're consuming... If you're consuming, you have to learn to save. This is why at every end of every show, I ask, before you ask for a fortune, to give one away. If your soil is nutrient deficient, there is no seed of prosperity that will take root in you. It just doesn't happen. We've been following and we've been indoctrinated by this system to think completely wrong as to how things really do work. If you want a fortune, first give one away. And given a dollar from every person that listens to and has learned from this, if you have been giving because you are, then you're not consuming. What you're doing is you're sustaining. And that's what we should be doing. But those that don't, you are consuming to your own demise. You're not going to hurt anyone more more impactful than yourself, because Scotty is always still going to be Scotty. Pastor Keith is always still going to be Pastor Keith. And everyone else will still be who they are. But there comes a time that if you want to go further, let me tell you something. If you want to get somewhere fast, you do it by yourself. If you want to get somewhere far, you need to do it in a community standing. I'm going to tell you, Scotty's going to do well because of what he's already given. But many people that have consumed and have not actually became savers of this network, those individuals, you'll find yourself in that same rut over and over and over and over again. It's a principle, it's a spiritual law that the universe works by, that the great creator, God Almighty, has invoked. You can't receive unless your ground is fertile for giving, because that's what you will yield. So, if you have it, don't get mad. You can disagree, but it's not the truth. The truth is, no, nothing can continue to supply what is not being replenished. And when you listen to the Black Talk Radio Network, when you listen to this network and you don't give, you're doing the network a harm. You're doing the network a harm. And if that means that you're going to stop listening, yes, go. Go. I'm not pushing you out. What's pushing you out is that you're a thief. Because now you know you want to continue to consume without giving. So it's the own truth of the convictions that does that. Then leave. But also what happens if more just stay and they consume and they don't become prodigious savers, then the network will leave.
Hey, Dave, I ain't mean to take up this much time, but, you know, it was just put on my heart to say that. But one last thing, because, you know, we got a caller on the other conference line. You know, we were getting all that those problems, people sabotaging Dave's show, because it was happening on the other shows, kept disconnecting him. That's why we switched over to the other conference line. But I got the Uber conference open as well, and there is somebody that wants to comment. But let me just say this, though. I was paying $30 a month to distribute the content on Blog Talk Radio. I do distribute it out to the other platforms, but it's on Black Talk Radio first. Now, Blog Talk has a revenue sharing program, right? But it's not like it was generating that much money. I might get a $100 payment from them every 3 months or something like that. You know, that's where I actually started at, and how I was like, man, how are they doing this? I need to figure out how to do this on my own. I can't do it exactly like them because I'm not a millionaire like David Allen Levy, and I ain't had the money to invest in software developers to make everything automated. So we still doing stuff by hand. But when I close that account, because I'm trying to trim the budget, let me hang up this phone call. Somebody calling me. When I closed out the account on Blog Talk Radio, do you know they contacted me and said, you qualify to use our service for free. They charging everybody else $30 to $300 a month. Okay. I only needed the $30 service because all I'm doing is importing our podcast to that, because I had a huge following. Black Talk Radio had a huge following on there. And that told me something. these white people over at Blog Talk Radio see the value in the content that we producing to the point that they was going to not charge me and allow me to keep doing what I was paying them to do. That's so that told me there's value to what we're doing. And, you know, I'm telling y'all, man, I will break down and cry if I had to shut down.
Gotti, that's because you're sincere. So we're gonna continue this, but the caller, let's get to the caller, then want to come back to Scotty.
Yeah, on the other conference line, 218-218 is your area code. Did you have a comment or a question? On the Uber conference line, your last four is 5730.
Area code 218.
Okay.
Prefix 79.
Maybe they unmuted themselves by mistake. So I'm going to put you back on mute. I'm monitoring both boards. On the other conference line, it tells you how to get in on the comment section, and I'll see you. But I'm monitoring both boards. So I'm going to put you back on mute.
Yep.
All right, Dave, go
ahead. Okay, great. Yeah, and you know, and today's an abbreviated show because I can't do the whole show. What Scotty is really saying is this: hey, we have an opportunity to continue to do more. Every person that listens, let me just say this. For those that you consume, imagine the overall quality of how much more that could be beneficial to you if you would give to the measure in which you receive. And just think of it in your life. How upset would you be? And you would get, and I always like to put it this way, put it back on yourself. Imagine if you give a lot of energy and no one compensates the outgoing energy that which you would have. What would that mean for you? That you would be tired. You wouldn't be able to go on. You wouldn't want others to do you that way. And the reason why I'm stressing this is because many of you listen to Black Talk Radio Network and you consume Black Talk Radio Network. You haven't saved yourself. It's not Black Talk Radio Network that you're going to kill, because you didn't create Black Talk Radio Network. What's going to be killed is your ability to mature to where you truly need to be. It all starts with a personal responsibility to mature. So please, don't think it's true. That's because you don't get it, because you've been consuming. Those that actually understand what I'm saying, because they've been givers, they know something right away. Yep, that's so true. And I didn't realize it until I changed the way I was doing things. Those individuals, you get it. Because what happens is there's a supernatural power. The great creator God Almighty has invoked a spiritual law that things start to happen differently for you. Energy is changed in your life. Different things happen to you that weren't happening before. There's a measure, a hedge of protection that you always seem to now have because you're not in that overall low frequency of destruction. That's what it is, and that's maybe why some of us that don't give is because you don't get it. And that's why you got what you have. The true measure of love is measured by what's given, not what's taken. The true measure of love is by what you give and not what you take. So, really wanted to emphasize that because it's really important. There's too many people that consume Black Talk Radio Network. The insatiable appetite. $1. Or you should give with your true conscience. The benevolent conscience within you is telling you, and I'm going to tell you, don't suppress that conscience. Because if you suppress that conscience, you hurt yourself. And we've been so scarred that it's very easy for us to say, so what? I want what I can get for free. Everything that you get for free has a price. And it could be leading you into prosperity or lead you into impoverishment. Check out Facebook. It's leading you to impoverishment. You'll be disenfranchised. Mainstream media. Oh, they'll give you all of the free poison. And this is what those of you that listen, too many of you, you've been preparing, but you're not really ready. And what I mean is that your heart really isn't ready, because you really have only been looking after you. You. You're so short-sighted. The universe is bigger than you. You can't become a part of the universe as a you. You have to become collectively. That's why you always hear me talk about collective prudence. Very important. So, for today's show, real quickly, I want to go over some of the things that what's in the news, because it is going to be an abbreviated show, and I think I don't really have time to go through what's in the news that's there. But I will just want to say that Pakistan, and there's an article, Pastor Keith sent this to me, and I want to talk about a couple of articles, one that Pastor Keith sent me, and thanks to my man, Hotep Fox sent me this one as well. And this one's from Atlantic Black Star. What were armed white men with rifles and pistols and drones doing in Haiti? The overall war is picking up. So check out that article. Also, Pastor Keith sent this one to me, and this one was from USA Today. With women in combat roles, a federal court rules male-only drafts are unconstitutional because they are willing to drive you into extinction. And this is something that we really need to focus on. Why are they saying it's unconstitutional? Because they plan for a patriotic war of totally devastating the communities. That's what's on the agenda. A land without men is conquered, mean that you're going to be subjugated and enslaved by somebody else. A land without women is barren. You don't exist anymore. The setup is there. And they try to do all this under civil rights. This is why the overall civil rights was a facade, just like the equal opportunities and promoting people in the military. It's a facade. If you play by their rules, they're going to rule. And they're going to drive you into complete devastation and destruction. And they're going to enslave you further and further. If you are getting the answers from the overall system of oppression, what do you think their overall recourse is going to be? To suppress you even more.
Hey, Dave, on the women, on the women, very important. Sorry to interrupt you, but yesterday a federal judge ruled that men's only draft is unconstitutional, and now women, the ruling just came down yesterday. But what that means in the near future, that our daughters are going to have to register for the draft.
Yep, they will be drafted.
Yep.
And they will be drafted. It's all a setup. And I remember 2.5 years ago when we first talked about this, I said, this is what they're trying to do here before they even talked about drafting women. And lo and behold, boom.
And also, Dave, I never really understood this, even though I heard you talk about it, because, you know, we have our disagreements on air. They're always respectful about how we view civil rights and whatnot. Look, those people that was behind that movement did what they felt was needed to do to stop the oppression of them. Okay, Dr. King's heart was in the right place. You know, Malcolm X going to Africa, going to the Arab world to build up support for Black Americans and the oppression through the international stage. His heart was in the right place. Now,
right.
I did a show on xenophobia towards African and Caribbean immigrants and stuff like that. And I had this dude call in who explained it in a way that I had never heard anybody else explain it. He came here from Guyana when he was 16 years old. And he said, you know, after they so-called ended slavery, after the Civil War, and they so-called, ended slavery, you had all of these homeless black people that did not allow their former enslavers to convince them to stay on the plantation and become sharecroppers, and they wanted to get as far as, man, ain't no telling how many of them died wandering the roads homeless. And the brother said that what they did was they gave us the 14th Amendment and made us citizens instead of giving us land so we can create our own nation. You know, and yep. I never really understood that. And you talked about that for years, and I'm sorry if I didn't really get it. You know what I'm saying? But then that just clicked into me. You know, you went from being enslaved on a plantation, then you're wandering around homeless and whatnot. And instead of, you know, how that, like, even though, you know, they still suffering, they gave Indians, they put Indians on the reservation. They still got their own nation, though. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't do that. They didn't do that for their victims of slavery. They gave us the 14th Amendment, which then made them subject to taxation without representation. And who really thinks we got representation in Congress today? We got people who look like us, but what have they really done for us? So I get what you was talking about, Dave, civil rights versus sovereignty. And that brother from Africa really broke it down for me in a way that I could really grasp it.
It's what you said, though. Those individuals, see, the heart was right, but the contract was fraudulent. Those that wrote the contracts, those that were giving contractual ownership comes from those that control the situation. That's what was malevolent. It wasn't the people's desire and the people's path and what the people wanted. But what happened is, just like when you sign a mortgage, when you sign a credit card, when you sign a contract, if the details, they call it the devil is in the details, because the contract itself is fraudulent. The civil rights contract was fraudulent, not the individuals. And there were some individuals that knew more about the fraud in the contract, and they became complicit in that. And those that refuse to do that, they end up having to do what? Say, you know what, we need to silence you because of that. Okay, so, yes, yeah, go ahead, Keith. Hey, Keith, you can't.
We can't hear you, Keith.
Tell me,
can you hear me now? No? Okay.
No, it, you need to take it off the speakerphone, Keith.
Now?
Yeah,
can you hear me
go.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, so I some of the things that both you were saying and also Scotty was saying I thought was interesting. And again, it goes back to this nation, because this nation was built and always has operated on dishonesty. So,
yes.
So one of the things that you guys are talking about was, in Scotty's case, the nation we were supposed to be given was promised to us in a different way. That's where we get the 40 acres and a mule from. So they promised us those things and they didn't give it to us. Even with the Indians, when they were given their land and stuff, every one of the treaties that they signed with the Indians was violated. You know, the Black Hills, the whole nine yards. So I agree with Scotty. And it is unfortunate, because I think that the best thing that could have happened was exactly what Scotty said. That's where old boy, what was his name? I just lost it. Who was trying to take all the blacks back to Africa. And he was successful in that. He developed West Africa with the nation of
you're talking about Lincoln. Black you're talking about Lincoln and Liberia.
About, wasn't it Garvin? Didn't Garvin often do that?
You're talking about Marcus Garvey?
Marcus Garvey.
No, he didn't. Yeah, Mark, he didn't do that, but he did want, he never actually made it to Africa, but he did want us to go back to Africa and establish our own nation and what have you, but he never made it over there. But, you know, Dave also has talks about, you know, the elimination of borders. I believe that we should be able to travel anywhere we want to travel and settle wherever we want to settle, long as we're not intruding on somebody else's, you know, sovereignty or whatnot. But just specifically, though, we would have been better off if we'd have got that 40 acres in a mule, all in, let's say, whatever many states it took to hold all of those victims or whatnot. And they would have had some measure of sovereignty, maybe even create their own nation, but they didn't do that. It's like you said, some of them wanted to ship us out of here. Lincoln was one of those. And that's how Liberia became created. Marcus Garvey,
well,
though.
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And it even went farther than that, because what happened was, not only did we not get our 40 acres in a mule, but if you can remember, during that time, there was a mad rush out west to claim land. And that's when you had the Western expansion and all that. And we were specifically barred of participating from that on the most part. The other thing that I thought was always that came to me recently is, do you know that this is 2019? This marks the 400th year of blacks coming over here and being oppressed and being put into slavery. And I just thought that 400 years was quite interesting, of course, because that's the amount of time that the slaves were kept in Egypt before they made a mass exodus out of there as well. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Dave.
Yeah, you know, great points, brothers. We're getting ready to get out of here, but before we go, I would be remiss in saying this. We'll pick this show back up. Keith, give me a call whenever you get a chance. Listen, everyone, Pakistan and India is a very, very real threat. They are on the verge of actually all-out confrontation. It's just a matter of time before this confrontation is going to actually go into a real, real meaningful impact on every single person. And you need to be prepared for that. This is why they brought in that ruling yesterday or Saturday that is unconstitutional for men-only drafts, because they plan on sending your daughters to wars all over. This is why the move towards the Mexican border with troops is really has to do with the push into South and Central America, because the war is going to be there, and also the one is going to be here. You have to be prepared for this. So I would be remiss in not getting you ready for that, because all of the variables for all-out depopulation in the planet is real. Let me just say this before I get out of here. I want you all to think about this. How many profitable businesses and their method of business and their development of business that was profitable, how many of those businesses ever went out of business and is no longer in business today? Anything that is profitable in business never goes out of business. Subjugation and enslavement as a business practice has been so profitable, it's never gone out of business. They just revolutionized it into a way that people will be unable to be able to distinguish that they are being enslaved. You have to hide it. Your overall cloaking mechanism, your subversiveness has to be even more. And then it gets to a point where you can't hide it anymore, and then what do? You have to kill off the population and start over again. That's the agenda, and that's what we're seeing. Because the corrupt system of this world realizes that the control that it has is not infinite. It is as fragile as life in itself. It can be lost. All it needs to do for it to be lost is for those that it has, that it practices control over, to no longer make themselves available. So Just want to say thank you all. Great Creator willing, we'll talk to you soon. Much love and much respect. There's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. I appreciate and love you so much, Scotty, Pastor Keith, all of the listeners, and everyone. But just because we love each other doesn't mean that we are above reproach for what we're doing that is harming the ability to sustain our prosperity. We've lost enough. We can't be the cause and willingful participant of us losing more. Much love, much respect. Never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.